wasted efforts.
Unless you consciously take in a good experience, it usually washes through your brain like water through a sieve, leaving little good behind. In the meantime, your bad experiences are being caught in the sieve by negatively biased implicit memory. The experience felt good, but from the standpoint of building neural structure, it may as well not have happened. This is the central weakness in most formal programs of stress management, human resources training, character education for children, mindfulness or compassion training, coaching, psychotherapy, and drug and alcohol treatment. Informally, managers, educators, and parents encounter the same problem. With skill and effort, we create beneficial mental states. Each time this happens, it's good in the moment, but in most cases, we don't consistently and systematically take the extra seconds to install these experiences in the brain. I'm talking about myself here, too. As a therapist, it's been humbling and troubling to realize that a large fraction of the positive thoughts and feelings that I help my clients to access have produced little enduring benefit for them. The effects of the negativity bias are also frustrating and disheartening for the learner, which I've been as well. You could be in a structured situation, such as leadership training, AA, or a parenting class, or informally just trying to feel less worried, blue, or stressed. You work hard to get something good going in your mind, some calming, happiness, or healing, and then a few hours later, or sooner, sadly, it's as if it never happened. It's like struggling to push a heavy stone uphill, only to have it roll down again. The negativity bias is not our fault. We didn't create it. Still, we can do something about it. Leveling the playing field. The negativity bias doesn't mean you can't be happy. But if you're happy, you're happy in spite of it. It's a bias, ready to spring into action depending on events. When you feel good, it waits in the background, looking for a reason to make you feel bad. When you feel bad, it makes you feel worse. This bias creates two kinds of problems. First, it increases the negative. It pulls your attention to what is or could be bad, makes you overreact to it, and stores the negative experience in implicit memory. It also creates vicious circles of negativity, both inside your brain and with other people. In a variety of ways, this bias increases your stresses, worries, frustrations, irritations, hurts, sorrows, feelings of falling short, and conflicts with others. Second, the negativity bias decreases the positive. It slides your attention past the good facts around you. It makes you underreact to the good facts you do notice. And it slips the good experiences you do have right through your brain, leaving little or no trace behind. This bias is a kind of bottleneck that makes it harder to get happiness into your brain. The interest rate in a savings account determines how much you gain financially each day. Which would you rather have, a low rate or a high one? Similarly, the conversion rate of positive mental states to positive neural traits determines how much you gain psychologically each day. Here too, which would you rather have, a low rate or a high one? Unfortunately, the negativity bias lowers this conversion rate, which flattens your gains in life, your happiness, contributions to others, and success. In effect, the negativity bias is tilted toward immediate survival, but against quality of life, peaceful and fulfilling relationships, and lasting mental and physical health. This is the default setting of the Stone Age brain. If we don't take charge of it, it will continue to take charge of us. Tilting toward the positive simply levels the playing field. Taking in the good corrects for the two tendencies of the negativity bias. This practice decreases negative feelings, thoughts, and actions while increasing positive ones. And over time, taking in the good can help you experience that your core needs for safety, satisfaction, and connection are finally fully met. We'll explore how to do this in the next chapter.